Imagine if today's news media had been around in 1776. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. July 4th, and this year the celebration will be a time to make it clear that despite the red-faced bellowing over Iraq that's been dividing this country, everybody wants to see the soldiers home safe. And the other thing everybody seems to agree on is that one way or another, the media is screwing the whole thing up. The left wants to hear more about the Downing Street memo, and the right wants to see fewer pictures of car bombs, which recently inspired Donald Rumsfeld to join the other fans of David McCullough's book, 1776, and musing about what might have happened if the news media had covered the American Revolution.
The historian and author David McCullough recently reflected on what might have become of our country had the country faced the media realities that Dick Myers was talking about back in 1776. And he noted the setbacks that the Continental Army faced. And he said, if the American Revolutionary War had been covered by the media and the country had seen how horrible conditions were and what a very serious soup we were in, I think that would have been it.
That would have been it. You know what that means. You know what the consequence of that would have been. Had we not thrown off British rule, we would have remained in the British Empire. Instead of becoming America, we would have ended up as Canada, with gay marriages, cheap drugs, and national health care. What better reason to stay the course? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.